Alrighty, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and kick off our Saturday slate of media availabilities. We are now joined this morning by driver of the number 77 Spire Motorsports Chevrolet, Carson Hocevar. We'll go ahead and kick it straight to questions to start the morning off. So if you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll go ahead and get a wireless mic to you. Who would like to start us off here tonight?
Man, this is easy.
Carson, I got a question for you. The black chili scheme this weekend. In terms of overall design and spo, just overall, you know, I've seen a lot of people comparing it to the black Intimidator scheme. Did that have anything to do with it? Are you reading the comments online that kind of played into that design? What was the overall thought process of you know, changing from white to black from last year to this year?
Yeah, it was successful last year and they wanted to do something different. So the easiest thing for them is to go from white to black. Yeah, it's gotten a lot of pop and engagement and excitement from it. So you know, I think everybody's a really big fan of the scheme. So I don't get a lot of input on the schemes. You know, they have all their marketing people that you know, get all the credit for it. So, I just get the excitement that I get to drive it. And the more people that like it, the more people that are going to buy, you know, diecast and shirts, which is always great.
All right. We'll go ahead and start on the right side, and we'll make our way to the middle with Dustin John.
Hey, Carson, Doug Turner from PRN. We got here just in time. we're calling the turns today. I've got the S's with the new tire packs all the way up to 6A, basically. Can you talk about the new challenge with the track limits being maybe slightly differently enforced or with those new barriers there? And then also kind of what speed and gear you're pulling through that section?
Yeah, I think it helps a little bit for the driver's standpoint. You know, now you have something to obviously hit, but which is more risky. But the biggest thing is sometimes it's hard to really 100% gauge because you want to be on the limit of the track limit. So it's really difficult to judge at times. So you know, as long as we're not hitting the tire barrier, you know you're pretty safe. So and you know you're probably not taking losing time to others that are really really good at maximizing it all. Where if you're trying to be a little bit more conservative with it. So, I think it helps a lot of us, just kind of know exactly how far we're on the limit. I mean, you can kind of tell how close you're to that barrier versus, it's such a different perspective when you're looking up and going, and you're giving up 2 feet. You know, it's hard to judge 100% when you know the penalty is pretty steep that you got to do a stop and go.
Go to Dustin, John, and I'll come up front to Lee.
Dustin, you know, Jayski. Carson, what's your mindset coming into these road course races?
I would like to, stay on the tarmac. That's a big one. Just not make any mistakes. Track limits, hit the tire barrier and hurt my toe, right? Just start with there, kind of race the racetrack, and then just really just not try to get too much. I know, like, this isn't a place for us to, go out and stack huge points today, but, just maximize whatever it is, whether it's single digits, whether it's teens, just get as many points as possible for us, and then also just help us towards next week for the metric. That's the biggest thing. If I can break even on points, I think that's a win. If I gain points, that's a, really, really above expectations, but the goal is just not to lose any points on the gap onto the cut.
John Newby, Fanbus. You actually just started to answer my question a little bit here. I was curious with the speed that you guys had at COTA last year, will that be a matter of, trying to just build that cushion so you guys are fourth in points as opposed to, hey, maybe, we can try to hang around late and try to fight for the win?
Yeah, I mean, for me, if there's stage points available, I'd love to get it. Even if it's like just 2 points, I just think it's super important. And knowing how chaotic turn one can, restarts can get or things, it seems like you can always kind of get track position late. Obviously not to win the race or be super far up front, but I feel like you can kind of get back to where you were. in stage three more likely to, you know, have even more restarts. So, yeah, for us, I just think just continuing to build our points is just the biggest thing. You know, if, I think I'm plus 29. If I could leave plus 29 to Phoenix, you know, whether I'm still fourth or seventh or wherever, if I'm still plus 29, I'd be really happy.
Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, Spencer, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, and CatchFence.com. I'm curious, on the network this week, there were comparisons made to you and Dale Earnhardt, and have you watched videos of Earnhardt? I mean, because, you know, clearly you weren't old enough to kind of live out those glory days of Dale. But what do you think about the comparisons that fans are making to you at this juncture in your career?
Yeah, you know, I've watched every, you know, every documentary of every, you know, driver. I've watched the Dale documentaries, the Tim Richmond specials, the, you know, Davey Allison, Alan Kowicki, you know, I've watched it all, you know, even as a kid. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, everybody's open to their own interpretation. I feel like you're always just going to be compared to somebody, whether good or bad. You know, if I was really, really slow, I would, you know, there's probably comparisons of guys that were really, really slow back in the day too. So, I just go out and race and I enjoy it. And, you know, I take it as a massive compliment, you know, from, you know, Richard Petty and Kyle Petty and all them making comparisons and, you know, Dale Jr. even. So, I'm appreciative of that. I would like to, you know, just have half of the success any of those guys did. But I think we're getting ready to, you know, get our cars in a really good spot to be able to be in a position. And I think we've been in position to win three of these races. I don't know if this week will show that. But I think we have really good tracks coming up that we can do that. But for me, I'm just, you know, going to the merch hauler and signing 77 diecasts. You know, that's me. And you know, maybe in 20, 30 years, somebody's making, you know, you're comparing, hopefully, myself to the next kid that was doing it and running good and everything. So, yeah, I just take it as a compliment, but I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, hanging up three posters on my wall, you know, trying to pretend anything I'm not.
Is there anyone's style, though, from doing the research and watching the videos or just watching over, you know, the last two decades that you've been alive that you've emulated their style?
No, not like really. I mean, I think, you know, if, you know, you're building the perfect race car driver, I think you ought to be able to emulate every, you know, a bit of this guy, a bit of this guy, a bit of this guy. You know, you don't want to just emulate one whole driver. I think you just want to be successful or be versatile in all areas. So, yeah, there's not like a direct style. You know, I just want the style of whatever it takes to succeed, whether it's being aggressive in this spot or letting somebody else be aggressive for me and taking that spot. Like, I just, you know, it's just all circumstantial. You're racing, you know, at different corners at different times, you're playing different people, right? You know, when you, it's not like any other sport where you're just playing the same guy over and over and over. Like, you know, you have one restart and you have totally different guys and you haven't even raced around all day. You know, you're going to have to be able to change with them.
We'll come up front here to Cameron and then we'll go right behind him to Steven.
Cam Richardson, NASCAR.com. Carson, I know wins and losses are in a driver's, you know, stat column, but considering how much you won on the local scene as a kid, is it something that you think about now at the national level? Like, oh, I'm 0 for such and such, and that kind of plays a role in your mentality on the track every Sunday?
You know, I feel like, you know, going into, like, my rookie year, like, you know, that car was 33rd in owner's points when I got into it, right? So, you know, I think from Spire's steps, you know, I think every team that's not the big three teams, you know, basically dominating, you know, they're all trying to emulate what Spire's progression, really. You saw 2311, they're super successful. Trackhouse, super successful. But you know, now, you know, we're on that. It's a lot easier to say it and, you know, say you have a five-year plan, but it's really hard to actually pull it off because, you know, while we get faster, the big teams see it and they want to get faster. So it's like, did you actually get faster or did everybody else just get faster with you? So if everybody else got faster, did you actually get faster? So and the field just keeps getting tighter. The floor is, you know, raising higher than the ceiling right now. So I think everybody in this building, and, you know, we continue to keep adding people and parts and pieces and processes that I think it's a comment to all of us after the second year that it was, you know, expected to have won already. Just because I think, you know, if we weren't so fast, people would still think Spire's this little team, but there's been a lot of times we're in contention and we've changed that narrative ourselves. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. And, you know, I think we're still really early here a little bit. You know, I think we can do it. And there was times where I felt like we were in possible positions and, you know, there's things I couldn't do from behind the seat that took us out of contention. So I think there's, you know, the track record so far this year to be up front in every race so far this year is holding a lot of weight for us, I think, for our confidence.
Steven Stump, Frenchtouch.com. Carson, with the debut of 750 horsepower with this car on road courses this year, what changes do you foresee in handling, passing ability this weekend compared to last?
I feel like tire wear is probably going to be a little bit more of an issue, or at least tire heat, which could have more comers and goers and probably reward the guys that can create speed without, you know, being it, you know, doing it while, you know, upsetting the tires, you know, just able to make speed while, you know, keeping it under control and being on the limit there. So, yeah, I think there could be opportunities for more passing if, you know, guys really burn up their stuff early.
Any other questions for Carson this morning? All right, well, appreciate you coming in, and good luck this weekend.